KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with sports here on KJN, being brought to you this morning by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
And starting off sports this morning, taking a look at some track results for you from last night. The Red Oak Tiger girls relays, it was in the Class A section. Rizzle taking home the team title with 171 team points, followed by Bedford in second with 83, Corning in third, and Stanton St. Albert tying for fourth. In the events, Griswold won the 4x400-meter relay, the 4x800-meter relay, the sprint medley, and the distance medley. Individually, Rebecca Topham won the 400, the 400 hurdles, and the 3,000-meter run. Larissa Backus won the 200, and Jordan Sint won the 1,500-meter run there for the Tigers as they pick up that win. In the Class AA, it was Glenwood winning, just eking out by a point over Creston, 177 to 176, the top two spots there. Shenandoah finished in third, followed by Clarinda and Red Oak finishing out the top five there. In the Missouri Valley Big Red Boys relays, it was Missouri Valley winning the team championship there with 148 team points. Logan Magnolia had 112 in second, followed by Booyer Valley, Maple Valley, West Harrison rounding out the top five. Also Woodbine and Heartland Christian competed there in that event. Some of the events that were won by Missouri Valley were the 4x200-meter relay, the 1600 medley. Also, the 800-meter run was won by Kyle Lorenzen from Missouri Valley. Also, the 4x400-meter team from Missouri Valley were winners as well. And they also took top spots in the 200-meter dash with Baron Norman. Also, in the 4x800-meter relay, and in the 400-meter dash with Kyle Lorenzen there as they come away with that win. Also in some high school golf and tennis results from last night's action. In boys golf, it was Creston defeating Atlantic 142 to 147. Medalist there was Colton Hopker of Creston. He shot a 34. Sam Markham and Evan Schuler of Atlantic both shot 35s there for the Trojans in that loss. Lewis Central was a 177 to 192 stroke winner over Clarinda. Harlan outshot Dennison Sleschwig 179 to 183, and East Mills won a triangular with Rockport, Missouri, and Southwest Iowa. East Mills shot a 179, Rockport a 211, and Southwest Iowa a 212. In girls golf play, Atlantic shot a 181 on their way to a victory over Creston. The medalist was Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic with a 40. Runner-up was Bailey Walter of Atlantic shooting a 44. Clarinda outshot Lewis Central 197 to 227 as the medalist there was Beth Anderson of Clarinda shooting a 45. East Mills beat Southwest Iowa 279 to 302 in girls golf. The medalist there was Logan Doty of Southwest Iowa with a 56. In boys tennis play last night, Atlantic was a match winner over Creston 6-3. It was Dennison Sleschwig over Harlan 7-2. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 7-2, and Glenwood was a 9-0 winner over Corning. Also in girls tennis play, it was Creston over Atlantic 6-3, and Clarinda beat Lewis Central 7-2. Also taking a look at high school soccer scores for you from last night's play. In the boys' action, it was Atlantic defeating Tri-Center, picking up their first victory of the year, 4-2. Glenwood beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 4-1. It was Lewis Central over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 4-1. North Polk Alleman beat ADM 2-1. It was Norwalk over Dallas Center Grimes 2-1 in double overtime. And Perry beat Carlisle 4-0. In girls' play, ADM Van Meter was a winner 10-0 over Carroll. It was Carlisle beating Perry 2-1. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln beat Glenwood 3-2. Dallas Center Grimes over Gilbert 2-0. It was Lewis Central over Riverside 11-0. Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, West Central Valley Stewart were a 5-0 winners over Creston. Tri-Center beat Atlantic 9-0, and Winterset was a 4-0 winner over Boone there in girls' soccer play last night. An impressive postseason run ended with a lopsided loss for the Iowa Hawkeyes as they fell to Baylor 74-54 in the championship game of the NIT in New York City. Cold shooting plagued the Hawkeyes all night long as they made only 18 of 69 shots in the game. Iowa got to within one in the second half, but the Bears took control with a quick 8-0 run as they raced away to that victory.
Going to halftime, we're only down 5. Didn't feel like we played well at all. We're seemingly fortunate, I thought, to be down 5. And if we could start with a run, like you said, we cut it to 1. But it seemed like we just kept missing, you know, easy shots. You know, we would, you know, get it to them. The stat that jumps out at me is we had 20 offensive rebounds against this team. Now, that's effort. That's special. You know, that should have equated to more success offensively. Instead, you know, we shot 27% in the second half.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the struggles on offense affected the Hawkeyes on the defensive end.
They're a terrific offensive team. You know, they had to spread out. You know, they were moving the ball. And they've got a lot of weapons, and Jackson's tremendous. But I think what ended up happening is I think it affected our attention to detail defensively, our struggles offensively.
The Hawkeyes made only 5 of 24 from three-point range as well. Mike Gesell led Iowa with 13 points, Aaron White added 12, and Eric May had 8 in his final game in a Hawkeye uniform.
We didn't play the way we played to get here. The team basketball we played to get to this point and how successful we were. You know, we got away from that for whatever reason. And when shots aren't falling and we weren't, you know, not playing team defense, it makes it pretty tough because they got some really good players.
May said he was hoping to end his career, obviously, with a victory, but he says the run to the NIT title game was a good way to cap off his senior season.
You know, it says a lot about this team. I feel blessed to be a part of this and to have played a role in that. I mean, that's what it was all about. That's what I got into this, was to improve every year and to make this team improve every year. And I'm proud of every guy in there, 1 through 15, and to have this year. You know, we don't need to hang our heads about it. We should, learn from it, celebrate it, and raise the bar for next year.
And May says the future for the program is bright. Iowa ends the season with a record of 25-13. Iowa State assistant coach Jeff Rutter is leaving the Cyclones to join Ray Giacoletti's staff at Drake. Rutter spent 7 seasons at Iowa State, the last 3 as director of basketball operations under Fred Hoiberg. Rutter and Giacoletti have known each other for 20 years, and Giacoletti says Rutter's roots will help further his goal to recruit players from the Midwest. Rutter was a head coach at Wisconsin Parkside from 96 to 2003 before joining current Creighton coach Greg McDermott at Northern Iowa and then followed him to Iowa State. Giacoletti was hired by Drake last week to replace Mark Phelps as Drake's head coach. Iowa State is defending its handling of an investigation that found employees made 79 telephone calls to recruits that violated NCAA rules. In a statement Thursday, the school rejected claims that officials kept details of the violations from the public and oversight groups for too long. Iowa State says it made the violations public Tuesday because that's when a lengthy investigation was completed and sent to the NCAA. The school says it did so in the interest of transparency, despite the NCAA's desire that institutions make no public comment about pending cases. School President Stephen Leith says he personally notified the Board of Regents in January of 2012 about the case, and as soon as he became aware of it, and he has kept them updated since that time. I'll have more sports after this time out.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
And in other sports here this morning, the Kansas City Chiefs will open preseason play against the New Orleans Saints at the Superdome. The NFL announced preseason matchups on Thursday, although dates and times are not yet set. After playing New Orleans, the Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers at Arrowhead Stadium, the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field, and the Green Bay Packers back home in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs have added depth at linebacker on Thursday by signing Frank Zombo, who spent the past three seasons with the Green Bay Packers. Zombo will be reunited with longtime Packers personnel man John Dorsey, who was hired as the Chiefs' general manager in January and has been aggressively overhauling the team's roster. A former undrafted free agent, Zombo played college football at Central Michigan before signing with Green Bay. He played in 25 games and made 9 starts, racking up 53 tackles and 5 sacks while forcing a pair of fumbles while dealing with several injuries. On Wednesday, the Chiefs signed reserve offensive lineman Tommy Draheem, who spent time with the Packers in training camp last season. Also, some other notes for you from around the sports world. Miami's Jim Larrañaga has captured the AP College Basketball Coach of the Year award after leading the Hurricanes to new heights in just his second season. He guided the Hurricanes to their first Atlantic Coast Conference regular season and tournament titles and a number 2 ranking. Larrañaga received 29 votes on Thursday from the same 65-member national media panel that selects the weekly top 25. Jim Cruz of St. Louis got 19 votes and Mark Few of Gonzaga had 11. The voting ended on Selection Sunday. The 63-year-old Larrañaga posted a 29-7 record with the Hurricanes, who are a number 2 seed in the tournament and where they reached the Sweet 16. Michigan's Trey Burke is the winner of the AP College Basketball Player of the Year award. The sophomore guard sparked Michigan to the Final Four as a leader of a team that sometimes had 4 freshmen on the court. The Big Ten Player of the Year averaged 19.2 points, 3.1 rebounds, and 6.7 assists. He shot 40% from behind the three-point line. He received 31 votes from the same media panel that selects the top 25. Otto Porter Jr. of Georgetown was second with 16 votes, and Victor Oladipo of Indiana got 10 votes. Matt Betancourt and Peter Tomolosa fired a 5-under-67 and led Padraig Harrington and three others by one shot after the first round of the Texas Open. Roy McIlroy, who entered the tournament last week as a final opportunity to prep for next week's Masters, opened with an even par 72. Detroit Lions kicker Jason Hansen is retiring after 21 seasons, prompted to call it a career by a troublesome heel problem. The 42-year-old became the first player to play 300 games with one franchise and set an NFL record last year when he played his 21st season with the same team. He made a record 52 field goals from at least 50 yards. He's third on the career scoring list at 2,150 points and third in field goals with 495. And in tennis, John Isner will play top-ranked Novak Djokovic in the first match on Friday of the Davis Cup quarterfinal between the U.S. and Serbia. Sam Querrey, the top-ranked American at number 20, will face Viktor Troicki in the second match in Boise, Idaho. The top-ranked team doubles team of Bob and Mike Bryan will play on Saturday. In reverse singles on Sunday, Querrey and Djokovic will play the first match, followed by Isner and Troicki. And also, former Pac-12 conference coordinator of officials Ed Rush says he was trying to lighten the mood in a tense locker room when he jokingly made offers of $5,000 or a trip to Mexico for any referee who called a technical foul on Arizona coach Sean Miller during the league tournament. In his first interview since reports surfaced on the incident that forced his resignation, Rush told the AP on Thursday night that the comments were absolutely 100% said in jest. He believes the remarks were leaked out by officials who were unhappy with his overall handling of the Pac-12 program and wanted to tarnish his reputation. He said the Murray's remarks were made at the wrong place, wrong time, and wrong audience. In the baseball action, it was Cincinnati over the L.A. Angels 5-4 in interleague play. In the AL, it was Minnesota over Detroit 8-2. Kansas City beat the White Sox 3-1. Baltimore over Tampa Bay 6-3. Oakland beat Seattle 8-2. Yankees over Boston 4-2. Toronto beat Cleveland 10-8. In the NL, the Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2. It was San Diego over the Mets 2-1. Washington beat Miami 6-1 and Philadelphia 2-0 over Atlanta. In the NBA, Chicago beat Brooklyn 92-90. It was Denver over Dallas 95-94. And Oklahoma City got by San Antonio 100-88. In the National Hockey League, Boston beat New Jersey 1-0. Washington, a shootout winner over the Islanders 2-1. Philadelphia beat Toronto 5-3. It was Tampa Bay over Carolina 5-0. Montreal beat Winnipeg 4-1. Columbus 3-1 over Nashville. St. Louis, a shootout winner over Chicago 4-3. Phoenix beat Detroit 4-2. Vancouver over Edmonton 4-0. And the LA Kings were 3-0 winners over Minnesota. That's a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN, brought to you this morning by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.